going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Matt Steinmetz is going to be back on Tuesdays, headed back east to see a couple of close friends. Guru is out today, hanging with the family, had something come down last night, so thoughts out to him. Evan Giddings and Mark Grandia with you until 2 o'clock. Willard and Dibb's going to be live on remote today, right?
Yeah, at Cache Creek Casino Resort. We ran a contest a couple of weeks ago. A couple of listeners and a partner of their choice get to join them up at Cache Creek for a night at the hotel. And whatever you want to do in the casino or around, and then also a round of golf with the guys tomorrow morning. So that's what they're doing today, and then they'll stay overnight and play golf tomorrow.
Sounds like a great time.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it might be a little toasty, though, so if you are one of those lucky people, bring some sunscreen. Little piece of news to hand down on the football front. Earlier this morning, San Francisco 49ers cornerback Diamador Lenore was arrested in Los Angeles. Or pardon me, this was last night on a charge of obstruction of justice.
Oh, no!
Yep. So he was released from jail this morning, scheduled to appear in court next month. But according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, essentially Lenore was approached by LAPD. They observed a gun in the car, and he was with a friend, and the friend tossed the keys to Lenore. The gun was not his, and Lenore refused to give the keys to the police. So that's why he was arrested. So that's not great news for the 49ers, but something that did come down and is absolutely pertinent.
Yeah, so and this is from TMZ.com. They always tend to have these breaking news stories ahead of everybody else. Cops approached Lenore and a man named Marcus Cunningham when they observed the vehicle double parked and blocking traffic, and it was Cunningham's car. And then they noticed the gun in the car, again, not Lenore's, Cunningham's gun in Cunningham's car where Lenore was a passenger. And then as the cops approached the vehicle, Cunningham flipped the keys to Lenore. And when asked, Lenore reportedly refused to give the keys up, which is why he was arrested. So might just be a whole lot of nothing, but definitely not a good thing to happen for the 49ers offseason.
No, especially to their number one cornerback and a guy they just signed to a 5-year, $92 million deal. So, especially considering it, I mean, God forbid something happens that relates to football, but you just had a chance to potentially pick up Jair Alexander, who's a good corner, went to the Ravens. So, hopefully the Niners are not in a position. They have not released a statement on the matter, the Niners, but hopefully they're not in a position where they're looking for a corner in the near future.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the Niners already have holes defensively. Like, they have a stud. They have a leader at every level of the defense. They have Nick Bosa, right? And you got Fred Warner. And then I'm confident in saying when he's on the field, Lenore is a stud. Like, he's a top, I don't know, 10, top 15 corner in the league, in my estimation. He's really, really good. So they have dudes at every spot. But you got questions like alongside each of those dudes. Who's going to be Nick Bosa's running mate? Is Mykal Williams as a rookie going to be good enough? Who the hell is going to play linebacker next to Fred Warner? Is it going to be D. Winters? And is he good enough? And you've got a decent young corner opposite Lenore, right, that they drafted last year, but then also who is going to play safety for you? You've got guys that are injured and guys that haven't really performed well in their first couple of years. So you have a lot of questions next to your studs. Lenore is one of the studs, and if anything happens to affect his availability, like that would create a major, major hole in the Niners defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of why they're, you know, a little deck of cards ish right now. They're very top heavy. It's one of the reasons why the injuries last year really hurt them.
Yeah.
And while I think they did a good job, they got a lot of depth. You know, you're looking at Renardo Green and Upton Stout, who's their pick, one of their picks this year, who's the nickel right now. So yeah, that is something to certainly monitor. We'll absolutely update you if we get any more details. But you know, I was asking you last segment about Devers at first base. And I'm not concerned necessarily, but I do think that it's something you can't rush. Like, the one thing that I don't want to see happen is Devers play first base, perform poorly defensively, and kind of get embarrassed a little bit at a position that he's never played before. The one thing I do think is most certainly going to accompany that, though, I think that Devers will take off offensively once he starts playing the field again. And the reason I believe that is when Devers stunk at the beginning of this season for Boston, a lot of it had to do with the off-the-field stuff, and we discussed that ad nauseum during the trade. But I also think it's because there is something about being in a rhythm as a position player. And Devers wanted to play third base because that's a part of his identity. And I do think that there's just a rhythm and a routine that comes with being an everyday player. And it's something that was stripped from him because of the Red Sox, but also he really struggled to find for the first few weeks of the season. I think that's happening a little bit again in San Francisco. Not the DHing part so much as getting adjusted to a new team, new situation, new park. And I do think that playing first base would unlock, in a way, what he can do at the plate.
So you're not worried at all. You're actually...
I mean, I'm worried about what he's going to be in the field, but I think that...
It might help his bat, is what you're saying.
Yeah, in a way, putting him at first base is going to make him hit better. I know that might sound strange to some, but I think Devers views himself as someone who plays the field. And he had a part of his baseball identity stripped from him this season by the Red Sox. And so it took him some time, and he's dealing with that again now in San Francisco.
That wasn't necessarily something that I had considered, that playing every day in the field might help you get into a rhythm, and maybe that helps you at the plate. But I think that just adds to the way that I feel, because my thought was, you get Devers at first, it kind of clears up a lot of your daily lineup questions, because there's no doubt that Wilmer Flores, despite his struggles, he's still like a top, four hitter, top five hitter on this club, like by a pretty safe margin. Like, there's a pretty aggressive drop off once you get past Ramos and Devers and Chapman, and you could throw Jung-Hoo Lee and Adames, right, and Wilmer in there. Wilmer is very clearly in that conversation for like one of the five best hitters on this team, and he's been having to play first base of late. And he is a guy that, despite only being, I think, 32, 33 years old, he just can't play the field anymore on any kind of consistent level. And maybe for Wilmer, it's opposite. For Wilmer, just physically, he can't do it anymore. That if you put him out there consistently, that might hurt his bat. And for Devers, maybe the opposite is true. So the way that I view it, even if you don't even consider what you're talking about, like maybe Devers in the field helps him offensively, Devers would have to be so bad defensively for it to be, I think, a net negative because of what he allows Wilmer Flores to do and go back to becoming the everyday DH. I think that's a major, major plus. And I don't foresee Devers being bad enough defensively to outweigh the good that it brings to the lineup.
Yeah, no, and I think that's one of the, not issues, but like immediate kind of concerns I had about the deal. It's that until Devers is ready to play first, and it sounds like he's going to be ready to go sooner than I thought, but you're taking your best bat out of the lineup.
Yeah.
At least before Devers got here. Like, Flores has been probably your most consistent hitter just because Chapman's been hurt, and Lee's been up and down. Willie hasn't been very good. It's probably also an indictment about the offense as a whole,
no doubt.
But Wilmer Flores has been your most consistent hitter.
Hasn't been good lately, though. But part of it is maybe because he's playing defensively.
I think it's because he doesn't know when he's hitting. I think it's because him and Dom Smith have to split time and they're on the back burner. Like, Flores is a guy that, like many athletes, I think hits better when he's in a consistent role. And for much of that season, it's been, all right, you're going to hit against all lefties. You're going to hit against most righties. And for much of the season, he's had to be the DH anyways because you've got nothing at first base. So I just feel like Flores is also adjusting, but the moment that Devers goes to first base, you kind of solve those problems. And RBI isn't a stat that you can really count on, but I do think there is something to Flores with runners in scoring position. He's the guy in a way that until Devers got here, I trusted the most to get a run in because he's had the most consistent professional at-bats of anybody on the team this season. He's not afraid to hit the ball to the other side. He's not afraid to put the ball in the air for a sac fly. He does what the team needs him to, and I think one of the reasons that their offense has pretty much stayed the same is that, yes, Devers hasn't performed well, but also you've kind of taken Flores out of his groove.
Well, and Flores is the only reason the road trip or the homestand wasn't worse, despite his relative struggles of late. He had the pinch hit two-run double in the, what was that, the eighth, seventh or eighth inning versus the Guardians after the Giants had lost the first two games of that series.
Mm-hmm.
They had been
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Scoreless up to that point. They were down 1-0. Webb was looking at another gem of an outing, but taking the L. And then Wilmer Flores came up off the bench and drove one down the left field line and scored two. And the Giants ultimately win that game. I think there's a lot of people out there who maybe think Flores is best in that role as a pinch hitter and as a guy who gets an at-bat in a key situation every single game. But the reality of the Giants situation is, even with Devers and even with Chapman and even with an improved Adames, you have to have Flores' bat in the lineup as often as possible because, as you said, he's been arguably your best hitter all season. Specifically, the first 2 months of the season, he was definitely your best hitter. So you have to find a way to put him in a spot where his bat is as effective as possible, and that directly correlates with someone else playing first base. And the only other someone that could be with any kind of consistency, given that the other option for Devers is DH, is Devers. It's the only solution the Giants have to this kind of roster construction issue that they currently are staring at.
Yeah, they are clogged a little bit. And I hear you, 925. Devers freaking stinks. Stop with the excuses.
Oh, come on.
He doesn't stink. Now, he's been stinky.
Never stinks?
Up until yesterday. It went 3-for-4 yesterday. Like, that's
a real overreaction from the 925. Oh, my God.
Well, that's baseball. That's
he's
what
one
do.
Of the best hitters the Giants have had in, like, 20 years.
Yeah, but this is where, okay, like, I get that Devers is the best bat they've had in 20. I think Posey's better, but that's fine. He's a different kind of hitter. I think Posey's a better overall hitter than Devers. Devers is not a guy that is going to, like, suddenly wholesale change your offense, in my opinion. He's a great piece, but you look up and down that Red Sox lineup that, to the Giants' credit, they just took 2 of 3 from, like, you see where he makes them all that much better. I think that Devers right now is kind of in a position where he's, like, he's going to get pitched to tougher than anybody else. You can pitch around him. You don't have to throw to him. And in a way, it's like he's a sacrificial offensive piece so everybody else can perform better. Hitters in front of him are going to get better pitches. I think that because he can get on base, like guys behind him are going to hit with more runners in scoring position, more difficult positions for pitchers. But he himself, like, he doesn't benefit at all. And in fact, the trade might hurt him from that standpoint because there's not a lot of guys around him outside of Ramos that are going to demand you to throw to him.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think anyone would argue that the Giants have a better lineup than the Red Sox do. The Red Sox have been like top 10 in the league in terms of like runs scored. A lot of that was thanks to Devers, but even if you just take Devers off of both teams, what's the better lineup? The Giants without Devers or the Red Sox without Devers? Probably the Red Sox without Devers. But when you get Chapman back, then you could trot out a lineup of something like, I don't know, I tend to think you want Adames hitting ahead of Devers because it gives Adames some protection, and I think that's the best way to go about things right now. So you could go Adames 2, Devers 3, and then you go Ramos 4, Chapman 5. Like, I know Ramos and Chapman aren't Betts and Freeman for the Dodgers, but that's decent protection. Ramos and Chapman behind Devers? That's not bad. Now, you get past that, and you're looking at the Wilmer Floreses and the Casey Schmitz of the world and the Mike Yastrzemskis, or maybe Yaz is batting leadoff, and you have Jung Hoo Lee down there. But the Giants could do a whole lot worse behind Devers than Ramos and Chapman in some order. That's not terrible protection.
It's not great. Like, maybe you're higher on Chapman than I am, and I think Chapman has good power. Like, Chapman is a solid home run hitter. That's why his OPS is above 800. But he's not a great hitter. And I don't think that he's going to drastically boost this offense. Maybe I'm wrong. I think his biggest contribution is being a guy that ideally plays every day, gives you gold glove defense at third base, you know, makes it easier on your shortstop, and has the ability to hit the ball out of the park, which not many people on this team do. Like, the only guys on this team right now that have 20 home run ability are Chapman, Devers, Ramos, maybe Adames.
You don't feel great about that right now, but I wouldn't be shocked if he gets to 20.
Yeah. And again, it's like, if you're hitting 20 home runs, that's great. But if you're a 230, 240 hitter, that's not someone that I look at in your lineup and say, all right, that's a major threat. Like, that's probably why Chapman, on a lot of teams that he's been on, he kind of hits fifth. Like, he's not usually in the heart of that order unless he was in one of his career years in Oakland.
I think he's hitting fifth in this lineup. I think Devers 3, Ramos 4, Chapman 5, when everyone's healthy. And then Flores 6.
So you have Adames hitting second.
Adames 2, yeah.
Oof. I mean, honestly, I think the biggest hole in their lineup, like watching the last week, it's your leadoff spot.
They don't have a leadoff hitter.
They don't.
They've been trying everybody. They tried Ramos there. They tried Jung Hoo Lee there. Now they're trying Yaz there. Yaz has actually been decent of late, but it's clear they don't feel good about any of their options there, and they're just going with whoever is hot in the moment.
Yeah, like Yaz going back to the leadoff spot does send me back a little bit to like 2022, 2023.
It does kind of feel like
2024 because it just felt like they also could, like, the teams the last 3 years couldn't find a leadoff guy, and then they basically just rode the hot hand, or the analytical hand,
yeah,
of a guy who actually is now the AGM of the team that just swept you.
Shout out Gabe Kapler.
Gabe Kapler was looking fly this
showing up in a white suit at Oracle Park. I'm a little shocked, though, what we got coming through on the text line. You mentioned the text from the 925 saying Devers freaking stinks. And the 925 added, he's the best bat here, not one of the best. The 707 has added, he's Solaire 2.0. I know this is just two opinions from the 925 and the 707, but I am shocked reading that. I am absolutely astounded. Are you kidding me? This is how people feel about Rafael Devers? We're a little more than a week in, I guess almost 2 weeks in, and he's hit a couple of home runs. And we're convinced that he's Solaire 2.0? That is crazy.
Well, he hasn't hit very well.
Okay, it's 2 weeks of a baseball season.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's Solaire. Well, if he's 2021 Solaire, that'd be great when he was the World Series MVP. But I think a lot of people are feeling let down by the immediate returns of Rafael Devers. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, you would have hoped that he would be a little better through his first however many games it's been, 12 games, 11 games, whatever it is. You hope to be a little bit better, but I'm not making any rash decisions on who he is as a player through this stretch.
No, he's
consistently been one of the best hitters in baseball the last, like, 5 years.
Yeah, he doesn't stink. He's also batted for a team that is much better than the Giants offense. I also think that, like, Devers, at the end of the day, you put your best hitter in the two hole, and that's where he's going to have to hit. And then you got to figure out everybody else. Like, the Giants are a bit handicapped by the fact that they've gotten largely nothing from three spots, one of which is your leadoff hitter, and the second would be your second baseman and your catcher. So really, like, your 8, 9, and 1 spots in your lineup have given you not much, if not anything, for the majority of the season. And by the way, there's still 7 games above 500.
And by the way, you kind of feel that way also going forward, right? Like, what do you expect out of second base the rest of the year? What do you expect out of, right field the rest of the year? And what do you expect out of your catcher the rest of the year?
Not much.
Can't expect much from any of those guys, any of those spots. There's a reality where Casey Schmidt, once Chapman comes back, is your everyday second baseman, which seems most likely. And he's been swinging the bat a lot better of late, but doesn't mean he's going to keep it up. He had a hot stretch, I remember, a couple of years ago. And then he reverted back to the guy that most of us think of him, think of who he is. But maybe he's turned a corner, and that turns out to be a whole lot better. But I don't know how much you can expect from your catcher, from right field and second base. You can't possibly expect a lot. You have to go into the rest of the season, the second half, you've played 81 games, the final 81, you have to go into it expecting not to get really much contribution from that portion of the lineup. And if that's the case, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Your pitching staff is going to have to continue pitching well, or your third baseman, first baseman, DH, shortstop, left fielder are going to have to just absolutely tear the cover off the ball for this to be even an average offense.
Yeah, and that's why the last week was really disappointing, or the last 2 weeks, because you hoped that Devers would be a jolt, much in the way you hoped that hitting a guy yesterday would be a jolt, and instead you're kind of left with egg on your face. Like, I think that the Giants are, look, they got a very beatable team coming up in the White Sox, and ideally, like, a get-right series, but that's the thing, like, the Marlins were supposed to be a get-right series. Even Cleveland, I know that they're a better team than Miami, but they were 500. They hadn't won, the Cleveland Guardians had not won a series since May, coming into that series that they would have won the first two against the Giants.
And they very easily could have swept that series, by the way.
Exactly. So the Giants right now are stuck in a rut, and while they're in a pretty decent position, I just feel like the taste that they're leaving in people's mouths is one of, we were talking about it yesterday, but like getting your mouth washed out with soap. The Giants are 7 games above 500, but their offense looks shaky. I think, to me, the most daunting part about the second half is that their starting pitching looks shaky, and unless Posey goes out and does something, or perhaps Carson Seymour, who was called up earlier today, gives you a massive boost, we're going to be doing this the whole season. And I just feel like we're still going to wonder how good this team actually is, and that was a question that Devers, in a perfect world, was supposed to answer.
I don't want to overreact to this stretch, and the Giants are 3-8 in their last 11, and since the Devers trade was announced, they're 3-7. Games in which Devers has played, they're 3-6. I don't want to go crazy over that small of a sample size, but I am frankly really, really surprised some of the opinions that we're hearing. I still would be deeply, deeply disappointed if this team, no major changes made, if they miss the postseason. Like, I would be deeply frustrated and disappointed if this team were to miss the postseason. You might not feel the same way, but I am shocked what I'm seeing on our YouTube chat and on our text line right now about confidence in this group. Like, you know how we felt 2 weeks ago when this trade was announced? 12 days ago, Giants fans were on the freaking moon. And 11 games later, 10 games later, we're thinking, like, this team can't even make the postseason with 3 wild card spots?
I'm so upset!
Are you kidding me? That's crazy to me.
You did say it was the lowest point.
right. Because expectations are now high.
And that's actually something I want to talk to you about the other side, because that to me is what set up the feeling of today. The feeling of the last 3 days, honestly, is this idea of expectations and the San Francisco Giants, who just completed their 81st game. They're halfway done. They're 7 games above 500, half a game out of the wild card, and in third place in a very good NL West. All right, coming up at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on Angel Reese in the Chicago Sky. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app and search Valkyries. Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy in for Steiny and Guru. Steiny's off on vacation. He'll be back Tuesday. Goo hopefully back on Monday. Shouts out to you. All right, from the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit burialoilchange.com. We're back after this on 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.